Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You guys are having Studebaker on later, right? I'm the warm-up band here for Andy Studebaker.
That's right.
This is, I mean, it's such an honor to just get the stage ready for him.
Mitch Holthus, voice of the Chiefs, always there for a ribbing if need be, but Andy Studebaker will join us, the champion of the gone but not forgotten bracket here on the show. You, the listeners, voted him your favorite gone but not forgotten Kansas City athlete.
And the one thing, Andy, that Mitch talked about, we were talking about Derek Johnson, and he goes, oh, that's the Andy Studebaker game against the Pittsburgh Steelers where Derek Johnson is playing special teams, and you're starting, and you go out there against the Pittsburgh Steelers and have yourself a pretty good game. And Derek Johnson's going to go down as one of the best in Kansas City Chiefs history, and you beat him out, my man. Congratulations to you for beating out Derek Johnson and having yourself a game.
Yeah, I want to be careful. I don't want to be in any sentence where I end up beating out Derek Johnson and have people actually tell the truth about who was actually better here. So,
yeah, absolutely. But I mean, it was a lot of fun to do this gone but not forgotten bracket, and I'm glad you jumped on board and tweeted it out and got people to vote for you. You win this whole thing. I mean, describe the feeling, my man, of winning this honor.
I mean, I tweeted about it. It is literally the Super Bowl I never won. So if you guys are handing out rings, I'm a size 12 and a half, so that'd be great. Just send it to me. That'd be fantastic. It's actually
ring.
Pretty funny. As I was looking through the names, there's a few guys that I played with, and then you have some guys from the Royals, and it's funny. I ended up having to Google a bunch of people's names, which I guess will end up being part of my future, as people will have to Google me to figure out who I ever was. So it's kind of funny because you're like, I wonder who these people actually are, and do a little Wikipedia reading, and it's kind of a fun little sports history tour.
It really was. I mean, there were some names that we had on there that we hadn't talked about in a very, very long time. And, you know, guys that, you know, you watch play on both sides of the parking lot in years ago, and guys you rooted for, and guys, oh, yeah, I remember that dude. But the Googling thing is pretty funny because Josh and I were at the World Series in 2014 inside the Royals clubhouse. And one former Royal, Willie Akins, I believe it was, right, if I'm not mistaken, went up to one of the players inside the locker room and said, hi, I'm Willie Akins. And the player looked at him like, I have no idea who you are. It was Brandon Finnegan at the time. And Willie Akins is like, just Google me then. And at that point in time, I'm like, norm now.
I was like, so sad. Like,
you don't know who somebody is. You just jump on Google, man. You find out who they are right away, right?
Yeah, no, and it's like funny. I've got a funny story. I don't know if you care about it, but I was with the Tennessee Titans for like a cup of coffee one year, and we were on our way to a preseason game, and I'm sitting there talking to this guy, and I knew he was an older guy, didn't know who he was, and we're on the bus for about 15 minutes, and I go, hey, so what did you do for the team? And it hit me as soon as I said it. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's Eddie George. And I just asked who he was. I had no clue who he was. And so I'm sitting next to this Hall of Famer for the Titans. Oh. And I asked him the question, so what do you do for the team? And he looks at me all funky like, I just do some media stuff. But and as soon as I asked it, I thought, oh, no, what have I done? I have insulted the greatest player in this franchise history.
Well, he kind of looked like he could have been a strength guy. I mean, the guy was always so big, too. You could have mistaken him for maybe a strength guy. I'm glad, Andy, though, you took it in the vein in which it was to be taken, where it had a lighthearted nature to it. And I hope that it doesn't sound like it. I hope we didn't offend you by having you in this tournament.
No, it's fun. I enjoyed the reading. Honestly, we're all sitting at home a little bit here, and you know, most of the votes, I don't know if they were your listeners or my parents, but it was fun for me because, like you said, you kind of Google through some sports history here, and I learned some stuff about the team you played for that you never knew, and even the Royals. I'm not a huge baseball guy, but you know, you start learning some things about people, and these guys, in some way, made an impact on the lives of a ton of people in the city, and it's fun to be a part of something like that, even though it is lighthearted.
Yeah, no doubt. Andy Studebaker with us here, champion of the inaugural FESCO in the Morning Gone But Not Forgotten bracket that we did here on the show, and obviously you're working with the NFLPA and whatnot, man. Like, what's going on with you guys? What's the message? What's being said? Give us kind of the, you know, the 10-cent tour of what's going on with the NFLPA right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a really busy last month. You know, we have a new collective bargaining agreement in place. That was a long process. Took a couple of years to go through that, and you know, it's slow and all that. And as soon as we get this thing signed, and you know, it was tense and it was disputed heavily. And then all of a sudden, we're in this world where you go, hey, by the way, there's we don't know what the future looks like. And so that's where we are. You know, it's like we're all kind of, it's kind of a hurry up and wait and see. So we're all kind of sitting around going, you know, what does it look like to prepare for an NFL season with the potential that there's no off season? It's unlike 2011 when we missed the off season because now there's not even gyms open. And so we're working with players on how can we get you the resources you need? What can we do for you? And you know, the teams are, we're all trying to figure out what this looks like. And it really is touch and go. It's one day at a time. And, you know, and it could be all over here in the next month, right? So it might not affect us that greatly. And it might affect us, you know, in ways we can't even think about right now.
What is the biggest question? Is it how to work out, how to stay in shape, how to keep kind of fine tuning your game while there's this interim, hopefully?
Yeah. Well, I think it's both. It depends who you are. If you've been around the league and you have a nice big house and a big yard and maybe you have a garage gym and some resources to buy yourself lifting equipment, I mean, that seems like you could probably be fine. In fact, most guys in that situation might be happy, right? And then you have guys that just signed on the practice squad for the last 3 weeks of the season and they have an apartment somewhere and a one-bedroom apartment, and you know it's not glamorous living like people think. And so those guys are sitting here going, "Man, I can't even leave my house, and I'm supposed to train to be in the NFL." I mean, I think it depends on who you are and how established you are. I think everybody has a different experience. You know, we always tell guys, no one NFL experience is the same. And as you walk through this sort of crisis, We don't know how it's going to affect you because everybody is so different. Their lot in life is different. And, you know, down to how many dumbbells they own. You know, if you own a couple 50s, you can probably do okay for a while. And some guys, you know, they're sharing a one-bedroom apartment somewhere, two-bedroom apartment, you know.
Talking with Andy Studebaker here on 610 Sports Radio, does work with the NFLPA as well. So what are you hearing, man? Like when you guys get on conference calls and whatnot, what's being said about the future of the NFL right now?
Yeah, and some of those calls I'm not a part of, right? So, yeah. You know, there's a big question as to, hey, how can we, what does it look like to potentially engage in some sort of off-season activity? You know, do we do Zoom calls? Do we get iPads sent to us? We really are going through that and trying to figure out what can work and what is reasonable, right? So because we have 2,100 guys or so that are all in different situations, we don't want to create a situation where only 10% of the guys can really effectively pursue their craft and you leave 90% of the guys out. At the same time, you don't want to make it so ridiculous and pointless that it's wasting everyone's time. And so I think we're at the very beginning stages of it. Thankfully for us, our season is still, you know what, not till September. So off season technically would have started, you know, next week for most teams. So we still have some time to figure out the best path forward. It's probably going to be delayed. And really, I mean, there is nothing in stone, at least to my knowledge. And we're working with the players, getting their feedback. What would you guys like to see? What's reasonable? What can you do if there were some guidelines in place? And how can we best serve you to get you ready, both physically and mentally? And we're just very limited right now because even we have 2,100 guys across 50 states, and every state has different guidelines. Some guys can go out to the park and run, and some guys can't leave their home without getting arrested, right? So it's like, how can you create a system that benefits everybody and doesn't leave people out in the cold?
Do you think if it came back to the fact that they could play but without fans, do you think players would be in agreement with that if they had to be sequestered and things like that to play? Do you think guys would be on board with that?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, we haven't had to deal with that yet. I'm sure it's been in discussions and stuff. I just don't know. But, you know, we aren't looking at missing games right now, I don't think, and because we're far enough away, unlike some other professional sports where they had to shut it down mid-season and ask those questions on day one. We're kind of in the infancy of it. And so we haven't really gotten through that. We're trying to figure out that off-season component and what does it look like to be able to get ready. You know, whether you play in front of fans or not is sort of secondary, I would think, for most guys, because they're sitting here going, don't talk to me about games in October when I can't even work out in April, right? So not something that I think is right in front of our face, but I'm sure we'll get there.
Andy, thanks for checking in. It wasn't just because, you know, you won the title. We probably would have wanted to check in with you anyway with your work with the league. But thanks for keeping us up to date, and congratulations on the title.
The honor of a lifetime. Thanks, guys.
Andy Studebaker joining us here on Fesco in the Morning, champ of the gone but not forgotten bracket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.